Let us pray. Holy and loving God, thank you for your words that we have heard this morning. We pray that in it, each of us, by the power of your Spirit, may hear the truth that you have for us this day. And may we also be given the will to follow. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It seems that a check was done by the Israeli Transport Ministry. And the check revealed that 2,385 people carry cards signifying that they are legally blind and also have been issued valid driver's licenses. Often, or in some cases, the two cards lie next to each other in their wallet. All of us have heard laws that have been on the books for years that make no sense anymore because they've become either so convoluted or they were written for a time that was vastly different than the times that we live today. And this is what I want to talk about today as we consider the continuing conversation that Jesus has on the Sermon on the Mount in our Gospel passage. Jesus says, "Don't think that I came to abolish the law, I came to fulfill it." Now, how does one fulfill the law? Other than to follow it. But I don't think that's what necessarily Jesus is totally talking about. To begin, I think we have to start with another question. Does a Christian need to follow the laws of the Old Testament? I'm speaking the laws of the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, also called the books of Moses. Now, according to our Jewish brothers and sisters, there are 613 laws in the Torah. Do we have to follow those as Christians? There are those who throughout history have said no, because you see, the God of the Old Testament is not the God of the New Testament. The God of the Old Testament was a lesser being, a wrathful God. There was an early heresy called Marcionism, and he believed that the whole Old Testament should just be thrown out. His Bible started with the life of Jesus. But if we read today's passage, Jesus is not saying, throw out all of that. He's coming to fulfill it. Now there are those who say that, well, yes, but what Jesus really did and what he's kind of talking about in his life and ministry is you take those 613 laws and we can condense them down into two. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. However, Jesus doesn't sound like he's throwing out those 613. Sounds like the laws are still in. Is it possible that Jesus believed in and supported the laws of the Torah? Well, if this is the case, how can we be eating pork and shellfish? How can we be ordaining women to serve as leaders in the church? How can we be lending money with interest to people? Why are we not stoning men and women for adultery? You know, these are laws in the Torah, along with the other 609 laws. So I think what we have to do is we have to understand that fulfilling the law implies somehow that the laws themselves, while good, necessary are imperfect, incomplete. We have to also realize these laws were given to the Israelites after they had just been freed from the oppressive laws of Egypt. But God, through Moses, felt that the people needed laws to help them live with their new freedom. It's kind of like giving babies milk, because that's all their stomachs and their systems can handle. But as they grow and mature, they need to eat a wider range of food. The Jewish religious establishment had codified the laws, or codified, that had been, they had been meant to make communal life in the beginning peaceful. And in doing so, the scribes and the Pharisees and all the Jewish hierarchy ever since the time of Moses never felt the need to enlarge on the purpose or the philosophy of the laws. Stuart Lauer, in a piece entitled "Must We Obey the Laws," uses the illustration of a glass. An empty glass, it can be made perfect, but it's still imperfect until you fill it with water or something and drink from it. Then it becomes perfect in the sense that it is being used for what it was made to be used for. The ancient laws of the Torah were the empty glass. But that empty glass was not filled until the Son of God came and called people to a new way of being in community. The old laws still apply, but now they're transformed. They're transformed by a love that transcends the rules and calls people to live compassionately with one another. That's why today we can say that some of the rules don't apply. Because now through science we know more than we did back in 1200 BC. But that doesn't necessarily mean we throw everything out totally. We still learn how to live and be in community with the kingdom near at hand. Think about the sexual laws. They were about sexual greed. And they still have a lot to say about sexual greed today, as opposed to loving relationships. Eating certain things were about eating healthy. But now we know how to cook pork and shellfish and eat them so that we don't get sick from them. And yet, those laws remind us that our bodies are temples. And we might need to be careful about what we put in them. Our bodies are that which we use to worship and praise God. So yes, we obey the laws, but with new understandings and an awareness of the community that Christ has established. Christ fulfilled the law by bringing his compassionate communal understanding to it, which the religious hierarchy did not understand. You see, to the scribes and Pharisees, they made a religion of the laws, whereas Jesus made the laws serve the religious community. That is a big difference. The laws are a way of reminding us that life and living are not just about us, but the whole of God's family. It's not about what we want, but what's best for the whole human family. in a sense, the laws are about getting ourselves out of the way and enlarging our vision. If we cannot see them, our freedom to drive, if we cannot see then that our freedom to drive is curtailed for the betterment of the whole human family, then we won't get people off the road. We won't stop driving when we need to. But anyone who's had to tell a parent that knows how hard that is. The law is still in force, but it has been made perfect. It's been made perfect, it's been fulfilled by the compassion of Christ, by the kingdom of heaven that has come near. Amen.